If you've got a pest problem, George Dewberry says he's got a solution. Dewberry is an inventor who lives in Greenville, Michigan. He's patented a device called the Bug Banisher Pest Control System. It's made up of four plastic blocks, each about the size of a salt shaker. They look almost like toys, but Dewberry says his invention is no plaything.
It's made up of some precharged chips which give off a signal, and when these are installed in the proper areas of a home, for instance, or another building, they will, in time, drive certain insects away.
Dewberry says the Bug Banisher works on everything from ants to mosquitoes to cockroaches. He says it's completely non-toxic and uses no chemicals or batteries. You don't even have to plug it in. The Bug Banisher sells for about $50 and lasts up to 3 years. Dewberry says he's marketing his invention in specialty catalogs.
It's a niche. You know, it's a niche. There are people that are into environmental things, and they tend toward this type of thing.
Dewberry won't say how many Bug Banishers he's sold, but an article in the Grand Rapids Press reported he expects it'll be at least 5,000 sets this year. The Bug Banisher is just one of many devices on the market that claim to repel pests without using chemicals, and some IPM professionals are beginning to embrace these non-traditional approaches. Bob Stoddard is an IPM consultant contracted by public schools in both Michigan and Ohio. His bug-fighting arsenal includes purple metal plates, described as negative ion plates. They're a little bigger than playing cards.
Basically, what they do is repel the insects. They don't kill the insects. The insects come in and they don't like it.
The company Stoddard works for sells the purple plates on their website. A set of eight will cost you $300. And even though he's been using them for years, Stoddard says he doesn't really know the exact reason why the plates work.
A theory that I understand is that insects work in a whole different light spectrum than humans do, and that the purple disrupts that light spectrum. And then when that happens, the insects just find this an uncomfortable environment and they leave.
But not everyone is sold on using these devices. Roger Gold is director of the Center for Urban and Structural Entomology at Texas A&M University.
If it were powerful enough to change the frequency of light, the first thing I would wonder is whether or not it would be safe to be in the presence of human beings and other animals, particularly children in schools.
Gold is quick to add that he hasn't tested the purple plates or the Bug Banisher, but he has tested many other devices on the market. And he says it doesn't really matter whether they're ultrasonic, vibrational, acoustical, or something else. The results are always the same.
In all of the testing that we have done, they have failed to meet the advertising claims.
But for some, seeing is believing. Ted Rascorla is director of buildings for the Grand Haven Public Schools in Michigan. He hired Bob Stoddard to solve a cockroach infestation at the high school. But he says he was skeptical the strange-looking purple plates would really work.
I mean, I was like, here come these witch doctors, you know, they're going to take away, you know, pesticides and control the pests. 3 months went by, kept tabs on with the night custodial people, and after 3 months, I said, it's amazing. But people are skeptical. You know, they're going, it's voodoo. No, it's not voodoo.
But what it is remains a mystery. Some manufacturers advertise that their products are registered with the Environmental Protection Agency. But researcher Roger Gold says that has little or no meaning because all it takes to register is a little paperwork. The EPA doesn't do any testing for efficacy or safety. But some states do try to regulate pest control devices. Indiana requires manufacturers to submit research showing the device works before it can be registered and sold there. But catalog sales make the law difficult to enforce. For instance, George Dewberry's Bug Banisher is not registered in Indiana, but it's sold there anyway by Amway product distributors. So when it comes to pest control devices, Roger Gold says, apply the old saying, buyer beware. And he adds his best advice for controlling pests is to just keep things clean.
The most important things in real estate are location, location, and location. Well, in integrated pest management, it's sanitation, sanitation, and sanitation. Because if you can clean up the food and or the water that the insects are utilizing, you can manage that population. It'll take some effort, but it can be done.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Greenville, Michigan.